It's hard to imagine that Flat Lonesome has only just now released their fourth CD. They started off with Flat Lonesome. Their second album was Two, with two O's, T-O-O. Then they released Runaway Train, which I think catapulted them into that rarefied air where they could, if you thought about ignoring them before, you no longer could. They became in that super elite group, in my opinion, of bluegrass bands, and they deserved all the attention and awards. They've now released Silence in These Walls, and they're not letting up, folks. In the second hour today, Buddy Robertson will be my guest. Now, I have to let you know, Buddy was fishing at the time that we talked, and we managed to get a nice conversation in, and I enjoyed speaking to Buddy. He has very definite concepts about what this new album, Silence in the Walls, what the purpose is. And I remind you again, Buddy's fishing on a river somewhere. I'm not there. I'm just imposing on whatever nibbles he might get. But he was very gracious to allow that time to talk about the brand new album from Flat Lonesome, Silence in These Walls. It's a wonderful album. It's not a surprise. I'm really happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass. First time, Buddy Robertson and I, it's the first time we've ever talked, which is kind of nice. I've mentioned off the air, I've talked to everybody except you and your sister, Charlie, and so now I'm talking to you in the band. So how are you doing?
Sir.
How are you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. I've got a couple of days off here before we go back on the road. And I'm actually in my boat in Flint Creek in Hartsville, Alabama right now.
Oh, good for you. That's perfect. Well, then if I hear you, are you fishing then?
I am fishing, yes.
Well, then if you get a bite, go ahead and take it, and we'll just hold off, and if you get something going on and pull it in, then we'll share that, too, with the listeners, so that's fine with me.
Okay, that sounds great.
Listen, I've had here for a while, I've been listening to the new Silence in the Walls from Flat Lonesome, which is on Mountain Home, and a couple things leap out at me right away. I followed the band. Is this your fourth release?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. I followed the band since the beginning, and it's no surprise to anyone that the thing that grabs people, I think, almost instantly when they hear either an album from Flat Lonesome or see you live, which is just a wonderful experience, this powerful, powerful harmony sound is so prevalent. And I think you agree with that. And it's something that you guys work on so well, and the voices blend so well together. But you also are individually excellent singers, and I think you're welcome. And I think, Buddy, on Silence in These Walls, there's always the harmony's always there, and always pulls back in. But like I count, you've got four. You're singing lead on four of these songs on Silence in These Walls.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean,
sure enough.
And no surprise to anybody that knows the band, certainly not to me, that I've seen you a number of times. They're very good. They're very good lead vocals and all kinds of different styles. We talked a little bit before we went on the air about the last tune on the album is "You're the Reason." And I told you before we got started, if you ever needed like a side gig, you could do Hank Williams Sr. in a heartbeat because you've got every inflection of his voice that you need to. I'm not saying you're trying to impersonate him at all, but the last tune, man, you're just nailing that. You're Hank Sr., which ain't a bad thing.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Let me ask you this then. What do you listen to from vocals? And I know you guys have been singing together for a long time, but what influences your or informs your singing and the vocals that you put into? Obviously, Hank may have on that one, but let's talk a little bit about Buddy's singing.
Well, I think that, most of my vocal inspiration comes from that old classic country music like Merle Haggard and George Jones.
Yeah.
You know, that's where most of it comes from.
That's good. That's a good source. Those are good sources for both of them. You and the band consists of you, your two sisters, Kelsey and Charlie, correct?
That is right.
And then we also know that Paul, who is the husband and new father, by the way. Let's not let that slide. You're a new uncle of a.
I sure am.
That's pretty cool, man.
It is awesome.
I hate to say that. You know, I believe the name is what, Carter Allen. Is that what I picked up from?
That's right.
Okay, and it's unfortunate that your grandfather passed away, but which I saw that happening as mentions were made by Kelsey and different members of the band, to which I'm very sorry, but that's a sorrowful event. But now you have this new life in the family, so I mean it's almost I don't know if there's any kind of circle of life thing. I'm not suggesting that at all. But what a fortunate thing, let's put it this way, that at the time that you've lost your grandfather, who you were very close to, I'm sure there's now this new member of the band.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. By the way, Paul and Kelsey, Paul's got some really nice guitar work on this new Silence in the Walls album. And I know he was a banjo player. I talked about that, but he's got some really pretty guitar playing on this.
Yeah, he's a fantastic guitar player, man. He plays just about everything like that. Seriously, I mean, he's very, very versatile musician.
I kept looking back through the credits and saying, wait a minute, there must be somebody guesting on this. There's just some really pretty, really nice intro work, you know, which I think, and the support that he gives to the songs, and when you're singing and when the whole band is playing, I was just really impressed with that. His style of guitar playing is really reminiscent of a lot of great, great players who have a lot of taste. We'll say a lot of taste. He's got the skills. He also got taste to pull it off. And so one of the songs, the next to last song, Falling, is really just Paul and Kelsey then. And I don't know that the song is about their initial connection, but it sure could be just a duet between the both of them and singing about that. I mean, is that have they ever let on that that was inspired by, or is it relationship driven?
I'm sure a little bit. It probably is. I think for the most part it was fictional, but I think there could be some, you know, inspiration from their relationship. I don't think that's too far fetched to say.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. Not only did you absolutely nail the "You're the Reason," but I don't want to miss. There's three other songs that you're singing lead on, and "Draw Me Near, Buddy." That's a very impressive. I borrow this term from Kristen Scott Benson that we were just talking about the new Grascal CD, and she talks about there's a spiritual side to most things they're doing, but I would call "Draw Me Near" is Kristen's term that I like, is overtly gospel. I think that's a very clear message, and that song, you really just lay into that, and it's a very personal feeling coming through as you're singing "Draw Me Near." How do you decide? How does the band decide who's singing what? I mean, a lot of the stuff is generated from the band, but how do you decide who's doing the lead? Because you're also capable of doing those things.
Well, a lot of times we all three have such different taste in what we want to sing and what we like to sing. And, you know, most of the time we have no trouble. I mean, usually two of us will say, you know, well, I don't really care to sing this, you know. It just depends. You know, it depends on the song and the person.
On "Draw Me Near," then, it really is just a beautiful gospel song that you're singing. And I don't know that I've heard you sing quite like that with Flat Lonesome before.
Probably not. That's another thing that it somewhat comes from listening to that old Haggard stuff and old George Jones stuff. To get the right outcome in the song, I think, in the recording studio, you have to have something that you can sing from the heart like that.
The "Build Me a Bridge, Buddy," I'm gonna highlight you since you're on the phone. "Build Me a Bridge" is kind of a bluesy. There's a lot of sad songs on this album. And then when I looked at the title, "Silence in These Walls," I think there's just a lot of people are leaving and people are going and things are happening. But when I'm "Build Me a Bridge," that's kind of a bluesy tune. And actually, I love one line in there. I love the whole song. But so you're talking about a bridge that's so high that you can't look down. So what you're doing is kind of like walking away from this whole whatever. It's a personal relationship. But that's another one that you're singing lead on. And I'll tell you, man, your vocals on this, they're always outstanding. But and I do think, am I wrong in this? We talked a little bit this before we went on the air here that I felt with "Runaway Train," that was Flat Lonesome finding their voice. And I don't mean to be a pun with your vocals, but I mean, I think even "Silence in These Walls," I think there is a growth and a maturation with the band. Am I off on that? Do you feel like you're finding your sound? Is that even the right thing, the way to put it?
Yeah, I don't think that's unfair to say. I think that every album that we've come out with so far, I think we've taken another step each time, you know, tried something new every time, you know. And I really what we try to do is just play the music that we like and record what we like and then hope that everybody receives it that way and hopes that they like it too, you know.
Well, and you're probably still learning. You're it's a fairly young band as a whole. I think the first time I talked to Kelsey, she was the old one at 25. So you guys are still, you're still growing and you're still maturing and experiencing things. And then I think maybe when you have more exposure because of the great and very deserved success that Flat Lonesome has had, you're going to hear more and more music, and you're going to attend more festivals and hear different types of sounds. And so I would expect that the influences are going to change and different things are going to come in. And I look at this album as another strong statement from Flat Lonesome that, you know, we're making stronger statements, and not that the other ones were weak. And we talked about this off the air. I hate to say growth and maturation, but I do think the band is making another kind of a distinct statement with Silence in These Walls. It's a fantastic album, and a lot of really touching vocals, and the songs chosen are just really, I think, show the influence you guys are picking up and putting back out to the audience.
Well, I appreciate that.
There's a lyric in the second song. It's just sad. This is not one that you sing in, so we're going to talk about you for a minute. But It's Just Sad is that contains actually the lyric, the title of the album, Silence in These Walls, and
right.
and it's one of those songs that you know, it's Kelsey singing, and it's kind of sad. It's like, you know, she's still making two cups of coffee, and a lot of these songs on and there's only drinking for one, drinking cup. Coffee for one. A lot of these songs on Silence in These Walls are kind of like that. Well, I will tell you this: the Cry Oh Cry, that might be a breakup song or a walking away song, but it's also looking for revenge. It's actually saying that someone's going to be even. But
sure.
But what was going on in the band? It may be nothing. Maybe these were just pretty songs and good stuff that you wanted to do, and that's a fine reason. But not within the band personnel. But there seems to be a lot of. I wouldn't even use the word ballad because the tempo doesn't fit them all, but there seems to be a lot of these songs that are about, I don't know, they're not all breakup songs, but you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, just a sadder kind of song.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think that was just us going back to our country roots, man. I love to hear a song and to sing a song with feeling in it, you know? And songs like that, you know, you can definitely feel it in your heart. If you can relate to it at all, you know, you can feel it. You know, you feel like you've lived that song. And, you know, to me, that's what makes a song great is when I listen to it and I feel like I can relate to that song.
Is that what helps you put a voice to a song? Like we were talking about the last cut. Is that what helps you really sing it? Or I'll put it this way. Do you need to feel a song before you can sing it? Is that the way the band approaches things, that you really need to feel the lyric as you're singing it?
That's definitely the way I do it. If I hear a song and it grabs my attention and it's, you know, something I can relate to, maybe I've gone through these things or whatever, that's kind of how I know that the song's going to be good for me, because I can sing a song a lot better when I can relate to the subject of the song. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I think that's normal, although some singers, you just give them a good song with a rhyme scheme and a melody, but I kind of feel like these are things that are – that you can relate to. I'm not saying you lived them. I'm not saying every song on this new album, Silence in These Walls, is something that you can all draw back on personal experience. But I do think that you guys relate to this stuff well. And I'll tell you what, too, Buddy. And if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Buddy Robertson of Flat Lonesome about the brand new album on Mountain Home, Silence in These Walls. You mentioned something about good old country music. It didn't occur to me until just now when you said that. There's a lot of these songs that would go just fine on a jukebox somewhere, you know what I mean? This could be A7 or this could be B12 on a jukebox of an old country.
Sure.
You know, they actually fit that well.
Right. Well, that's kind of what we're aiming for, man, is just that good, to me, country music, it makes me think of home. It makes me think of being a kid, you know. Different songs make me feel different ways, but just that old traditional classic country sound just makes me think of growing up, you know. That's kind of what we're kind of aiming for, was that, you know, that just good music that you can, I mean, it's just good music, you know. That's the only way I really know to explain it.
I think you're right. I think that's all you really have to say. But I think that when you mentioned the country influence, and I mean, certainly these will appeal to bluegrass audiences, and they have all those elements. But I also think, given that influence that you bring as a bluegrass band that everybody knows with instrumentation, it didn't occur to me till you mentioned that many of these songs would be just fine at 11 o'clock at night in on a jukebox somewhere, or somebody's
sure.
You know, filling out their 50 cents worth of tunes. I could see many of these playing through that. And I mean sure. that as a strong statement because, man, like you're saying, your influence is George Jones and Merle Haggard. That's where a lot of people heard that stuff and really got attached to it. Was
oh, yeah.
You know, not so much on the radio, yes, but man, those old jukeboxes, a lot of these songs would fit just very comfortably there and get a lot of wear on the buttons, I think.
That's right.
Listen, the other tune that I have you singing lead is Highway of Pain, right?
Right.
And again, that's it's not necessarily sad. When I say you know, things are breaking up or things are going on, it's not like a moping type of song. I don't take that way at all. It's like the singer is talking about you know, something's gone wrong, but you know, you're fighting your way through it. And I say that to bring this up. Your vocal flexibility as a lead singer really shines on this, buddy, more than any others. And I've seen you live, and I know you can sing great, and the band does great stuff. But I think your flexibility as a your ability to do the gospel thing, to do the right down, straight down the middle, Hank Sr. Type of a song, and this one too, and even the bluesy tune we were talking about earlier, "Build Me a Bridge," which has some blues elements with it. Your flexibility as a lead singer really is shining on this album.
I appreciate it, man. I really do.
I mean, you're nailing these things from all different ways, and just in case people thought that you were part of a trio of great vocal, you're lead vocal, buddy. And I don't know if this was an opportunity or something that just kind of fell into the band, but you're really stepping out, not away from the band sense at all, but you're really stepping out. These vocals are really, really just dynamite.
Well, I appreciate that. My vocals are something that in the past year or so I've definitely worked on a whole lot, and hearing you say that it's nice to hear that, you know, hard work pays off.
Well, I'm glad you've been working on it, and that kind of goes hand in hand with what I was saying earlier, that the band is still developing. As great as Flat Lonesome is and has been, and all the accolades, all justified, and the awards and the attention, you're still working on things. You're not just sitting back and let's crank out another album. You're still working on sound. You're still bringing in new influences, and they're coming back out. And Silence in These Walls really shows, I think, that you know the band is doing all those things and still developing. And it's hard to imagine, buddy, that you guys have need or want to develop. You're such a great band, even still on this album. But I think it's a natural thing as you get older. This stuff is just kind of changing a little bit.
I agree with that.
Well, good. I'm glad. Are we catching any fish yet?
Well, we haven't actually. My buddy lost a big one a few minutes ago.
Oh.
We hadn't got any in the boat yet.
All right. That's probably my fault because you could have probably grabbed the net.
No. It wasn't. It was before you called. It was actually about 5 minutes before before I got on the phone with you.
Just in case the listeners aren't aware, you're fishing somewhere. You're doing something that's a whole lot more fun than talking to me on the radio. So you got a couple days off and you're just relaxing and you're doing what so many listeners, and including me, might want to be doing, just sitting somewhere and you're wetting a line somewhere.
That's right. I'm soaking in the sun.
Listen, man, I appreciate it, and all the best on this new album with Flat Lonesome, and congratulations on being an uncle. Is that your first?
It is
oh,
my
that's
first.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Everybody
yes,
looks
sir.
To
I'm
be
very,
well.
Very excited about it.
Heck yeah, and yeah, I love you guys to death, and I couldn't be happier for your sister and Paul and everything working out so well. And she does not hesitate to share photographs of
oh, no. She, yeah, you better just prepare yourself for many, many more of those.
Hey, listen, where was this picture taken on the front of Silence in the Walls? I'll ask you that, then I'll ask one more question, but it's pretty formal looking.
Yeah, it was an old mansion outside of Nashville somewhere. And I don't remember the name of the
okay.
place, to be honest with you. It was just some old mansion that they've got in Nashville, and
all
people
right.
can, you know, rent it out, I guess, or whatever, something
okay.
like that.
Good enough. I think it sets the tone for the pictures. I think are important. I think the lineup of songs are important on an album, and I think the title is important. There's no song called Silence in the Walls, but it's part of the lyric of It's Just Sad. So I think everything is this is very professionally done. I think Flat Lonesome, buddy, I'll let you go in a minute, in addition to just having a world of talent and being great entertainment, I think it's also very, you are very professionally not run. It sounds like a business, but the band has a very definite. And I'll tell you, I get this from Kelsey when I met Kelsey a couple years ago in Raleigh, and you know, she's running it. She says, I got an advisor, I got an accountant, and she's very serious about how the band. And I think that all that's coming together, not just from artistically, but I also think that the band is really doing everything right that a young band should do to proceed.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that.
All right. Listen, website, easy enough to find out where people can get Silence in the Walls and any other CDs, and also track you. What if they just plug in Flat Lonesome, are we going to find the band?
Yeah, flatlonesome.com.
Easy, man. So you got a couple days off, and you're going to hit the road, I guess.
Yeah, well, this is actually my last day off here.
Oh, okay.
We're going to be leaving tomorrow evening sometime. So.
All right. Well,
so I'm getting the last bit of it in as I can.
Well, then don't waste it on me, bud. Enjoy the sun, catch some fish, and appreciate your time, buddy Robertson from Flat Lonesome. I'll let you get back, catch one, and then and make sure you're ready. And we'll talk. I'll see you. I guess I'll probably see you in Raleigh.
Yeah, you'll see me.
All right, man. Well, give me a fish count then. Lie if you have to. I just need a good fish story. All right.
I hear you.
All right, bud. I'll leave you to go.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
See you. Bye.